Well, good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. California's single best source of information on the issues of aging for 18 years, right here on KFBK. This is a show you're going to want a pencil and paper for. I'm going to be giving you lots of information. I'm going to be talking to you about some upcoming news, some changes, some exciting stuff. All kinds of things, and you're going to want to follow along. So make sure, don't do it if you're driving along, have your seatmate do it or something. But otherwise, listen, and if you can't write stuff down, you can re-listen to this show in a couple days on my website. More about that in a minute. Glad to have you with us. Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 18 years on KFBK, bringing you the most up-to-date current information on the issues of aging, trying to keep you safe from harm and let you know what's going on and wade through the myriad of stuff that is changing in this country as it relates to care of seniors. Glad to have you with us. Some stuff I have to go through together. Those of you that have been listening for a while, you can go to together with me. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, legal document assistant license. I'm not securities licensed. I am a notary. I cannot sew a straight hem on a skirt. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and is not intended to be shortened, nor should it be taken as any form of legal or tax advice. I've been saying that so often, you can't believe it. But if I don't say that, folks, people get really, really mad, and then they try to do terrible things. So anyhow, if I've forgotten anything, the rest of you know it and have been listening to this for long enough to know who I am. My office is in Sacramento. This is a live, a local show emanating from Sacramento. You can always reach me in several ways. One is my 800 number. Now, even though you're in Sacramento, you call my 800 number because I have people from outside Sacramento and they call that number. My office number, as always, is 800-999-8007. But the best and most important place you're going to be able to go, especially after the first of the year, is my website. My website is really simple. Write it down. Assetsandaging.com. 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 You can go there, and as you scroll down the opening page, you will find links to my podcasts, to my radio shows, to newsletters, to how to ask me a question online, to all kinds of stuff. By the way, I take questions online while we're sitting here. You can always email me directly at bob@assetsandaging.com. But there's more information there than you can imagine, including an archive of my radio shows and of my podcasts. And don't forget, every Wednesday at noon, I do a podcast. And you can listen to that live on my webpage. And you go, well, Bob, I'm not available Wednesday at noon, but then they're archived. And then you can go back and listen to it that evening or the next day or have your best friend in Philadelphia listen to it or whatever it is. All of that stuff is on my webpage, as is a way for you to sign up. And this is going to become really important after the first of the year, and you'll understand in a minute, for my newsletter. My newsletter is free. You sign up for my newsletter by going to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, and there's a place there that says sign up for newsletter or send me a message. Just scroll down the page. It's right there. You fill in your information. I get you on the newsletter. And by the way, my last newsletter of the year will be coming out this week. It'll be a little summary and some stuff that's going to be coming next year. You're not going to want to miss it. It'll probably be a little longer than most. And remember, it is not mailed. It's by internet only. So if you don't have a computer or whatever, have your kids send in the newsletter address, and then they can get it and print it out and give it to you. And again, to sign up for my newsletter, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Listen to my podcast or call me at 800-999-8007. What have I forgotten? Appointments. Remember, I have a special offer this year for those people that come in this year who are not clients. And there's not many much time left. In fact, I just pulled my first gift certificates to Morton's, which is, in fact, I have to send the first couple out today, or tomorrow, I guess it's Sunday. And for those of you that come in and retain me to do a plan for you, and so that you and your family are protected down the road when someone you love needs care, don't forget, with that this week, you will get a gift certificate to Morton's, the steakhouse, which if, go see Neil and go tell him I sent you, and if you've never eaten at Morton's, you haven't lived. So again, if you have not ever sat down with me and talked about your family situation, do it this week. And again, if you become one of my clients, along with that, will go a free gift certificate to Morton's. You can set up an appointment by calling me at 800-999-8007. We're going to be taking a break in a second. You can do that during the break, or you can email me on my website, assetsandaging.com. Just scroll down, and you can arrange to get in and see me before the end of the year. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to come back, and then I want to talk to you a little bit about what's coming next year. It's really important, as my last two radio shows at this time are this week and next week, but I have some announcements to make, so stick around. Don't go away. We'll be back in a second right here on Assets and Aging. Okay. Welcome back to Assets and Aging and Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Again, my number here in the studio, my number here in the studio is 921-1530 if you're in the Sacramento area, or 800-834-1530. Remember, this week and next week are my last shows at this time slot on KFBK. Now, I have some good news here in a second. But it's all been a long time coming, but it's going to be a little different than what you expect. So next year, KFBK thinks that this show is very valuable, and we're going to do something a little different next year. I will still be on, but it's not going to be in the way you think. I will be on KFBK every Sunday morning from 4 to 5 a.m. And you're saying to yourself, Bob, I am not getting up at 4 o'clock a.m. to listen to you. Ah, here's the good news. And this is where your smartphone or your iPad or your Android, or if you're like me, if you have a Surface or your computer or whatever it is, my show will also be available. That show at 4 o'clock in the morning will be available on my computer, on your computer, on your smartphone. You will be able to go to my website at any time during the day. You can listen at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can listen on Monday in the evening when you get home from work. And you can listen to this show. It will be on my show is going to continue in one sense, and that it will be on Sunday mornings. It will be pre-recorded. I'm not getting up 4 o'clock either. But that show then, so you'll still be able to keep up to date. So that show will be available on my website. So the show that I do on the first week in January that I do, I don't even remember what date that is. My last show here is next Sunday, so whatever the following Sunday is, like the 2nd or something like that, will be on my website. So starting in January, I will still be on the air every Sunday from 4 to 5. You can listen live if you're up or going or getting ready to go to church, or you know, if you're working the night shift or whatever. But the good news is the show will also continue to be on my website every week, and they will be posted there along with my archived shows, along with my podcasts, and if you're on my newsletter list, you will continue to get my newsletter. So if you're not on my newsletter list, it's going to be even more important, because that's how you're going to be kept informed of changes. So if you are not on my newsletter list, you need to go to my webpage, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. Or you can send me an email directly at bob@assetsandaging.com and a sign up. And I will get you on my email list. You can, again, you'll then be able to go to my webpage and listen to my podcast, to listen to my radio shows, which will continue next year, but again, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they will be pre-recorded and then put on my website. So you can continue to listen and stay up to date. And the beauty is you'll be able to listen to it anytime, just like you can to this show. Because in the next few days, this show will be put up on my webpage, and you can listen to it on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, or send it to someone in Southern California, or whatever you want to do with it. I am very excited about it. I am so grateful, as always, to KFBK, because they're the only ones around that care about senior issues and care about this stuff. I just cannot tell you how important it is, and how gratified I am, and how long we've been working on this. And to all of the people at KFBK who helped get this through and make it work, and all that good stuff. So that's the good news. So I will still be on next year. Granted, I'll be on Sunday mornings at 4 in the morning, but the show will be put up on my webpage, so you will be able to listen to it at any time by just going to assetsandaging.com. And you can do that on your phone, on your pad, on your computer, on whatever you know you use. I don't know if it's on iTunes, but you can get it on my website. Okay, that's really important, and I'm thrilled to spread that news with you. And for those of you that get my newsletter, in my newsletter this week, I will be explaining that a little bit more. So again, my newsletter and my webpage are going to become really, really, really important. They're easy to access. They're easy to use. They're user-friendly. I'm not a geek. And so when my son set all this up, I said, I want this to be geekless. I want people to be able to go there and navigate around and not get lost and figure out what they need to do. And he did a great job. So you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. And starting again, I'll be here this week and next Sunday. And then after that, I'll be on at 4 o'clock in the morning every Sunday. But that show will be available on my webpage, and you'll go there. In addition, I'm going to continue to do my podcast every Wednesday live. And those also will be put up on my website, so that you can listen to them. They're only about 15 minutes long. This Wednesday's subject is, how do you choose the best care? How do you choose the best in-home care? How do you choose the best assisted living? How do you choose the best nursing home? How do you choose the best form of care? What's the criteria for doing that? Now, it's my own criteria that developed after 25 years of experience. But I think you'll find it valuable. And so the subject for this Wednesday's podcast is going to be how to choose the best care. And again, if you can't listen on Wednesday at noon, it'll be available shortly thereafter on my webpage. So make sure you write that down. Make sure you understand what's coming. Assetsandaging.com. And you can listen to my podcast there, the radio shows there. Everything, including making sure you have signed up for my newsletter. That's going to become really, really, really important. I like doing it. It's exciting to do. It's fun to do. And, okay. I got a couple minutes left. Where do I want to go? Okay. And I will talk about, I will give you a link to this in this week's newsletter. Upcoming next year, for those of you that are vets or the surviving spouse of vets, sometime next year, the VA is going to create a 3-year look-back period with a 10-year transfer penalty. I'm not making this up. Write this down. And again, if you get my newsletter, I will give you a link to it this week. You can go to the Federal Register, the U.S. Federal Register, Friday, January the 23rd, 2015, Volume 80, Number 15, and there you will see the proposed new VA regulations, and to say they are draconian and awful is an understatement. They're going to result in very few vets being able to access aid in attendance and some other veterans' benefits. So again, it's the U.S. Federal Register, Volume 80, Number 15. I told you you needed a pencil and paper today. From Friday, January the 23rd, 2015. And you can look up the proposed regulations for next year. They'll be in force sometime next year. We don't know exactly when, but they will be in force. And it's going to be important for you to understand them. If you're a vet or the surviving spouse of a vet, I will be addressing them more in upcoming shows and in newsletters, but I'll give you a little heads up right now. You can go to the Federal Register and you can look it up. When we come back from our break, we're going to take a break in a little bit. I have some other stuff to talk about, lots of stuff. In the meantime, take a minute. Give me a call and set up a time to get in. Get your family in. Get mom and dad in. Start dealing with the things that you've been thinking about dealing with for 20 years and just have never gotten around to it. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Don't wait. And if you come in this year and you see me and we set up a plan, you're going to get a wonderful gift certificate to Morton's so you can go have a great steak on me. It's important to do. I know, you know, the mall is full and there's Christmas shopping and we have to buy new underwear and new socks and new ties and a toy that'll be broken in a year. You have a chance here to do something lasting for your family. When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you a story that an attorney told me who was in probate court this week, and I'm not making it up when I tell you this story, and you're going to be shocked and appalled, and you'll understand more than ever why it's important that you plan for your old age before it's too late to plan. So during the break, call me at 800-999-8007. Again, 800-999-8007. And let's set up a time before the end of the year that we can sit down for a little bit and talk. The consultation is free. You have a great chance to make a difference in your family's life, to protect against recovery from some of the heinous new VA stuff that's coming down the road, from other things that are coming down the road, which I'm going to talk about in the second half hour. So make a difference in your life and your family's life. 800-999-8007, or you can email me, bob@assetsandaging.com, and let's set up a time together and get together and talk. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. My number, 800-999-8007. I've been talking about all the exciting stuff that's coming. Now let's get back to some updates. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. And I'm going to write a book, and I'm in the process of doing that. But I wish sometimes I could sit in front of this radio mic and tell you real stories with the name of real people. Because what happens at the end of the day involves real people with real lives and real stories and real fears and real hopes and real dreams. I had a Medi-Cal case last year that, last week, that I actually had to call a supervisor on to get a Medi-Cal worker to do what they were supposed to do. And I reminded them that at the end of this case was not me, was not the worker, was not the attorney, was not anybody. At the end of this case was an older woman who was in a nursing home being worried over by her older husband. So at the end of the day, we were talking about real people. And that my need for the worker to follow through on stuff didn't have anything to do with fulfilling my wishes, desires, or hopes, or dreams. But at the end of the day, at the end of the case, were two old people who were scared. One of them was sick. The nursing home is giving them a bill. They don't know how they're going to pay. All of that kind of stuff. So at the end of everything I've talked about here for 18 years on the radio, at the end of all of that is a person. So yesterday I was reminded of this. I was reading an article. People ask me where I get my stuff. You got to read, folks. You got to look. I was buying some books yesterday. And I picked up a copy of the New York Times. I don't usually read the New York Times, but I picked up a copy because I figured, I'll go home, I'll sit down, I'll have some hot chocolate, and I'll read the New York Times. And what do I find in the business section but an article on long-term care insurance? Now, I don't sell long-term care insurance. It's a good thing, but it's always interesting to find out what's going on and what's current. So as part of this article, I read you the following. This is from the New York Times yesterday. Not me. It says some 70% of those over age 65. Now stop and think about that for a minute. I don't know, I used to know, how many people in the United States there are over 65. It's a really big number. In California, it's about 4.5 million people. That was a couple years ago. And it's getting bigger all the time, isn't it? Some 70% of those over 65 will require some form of long-term care before they die. Now, I'm talking in statistics, but that means 70% of all people over the age of 65 are going to require some form of long-term care. We're talking about people. And if 70% of people, some person at the end of this statistic, is going to require some form of long-term care, then the families of 70% of these people are going to be involved. It's a subject that touches the life of most of us. It's a subject that is so filled with pitfalls and phony organizations. And if I started telling you, number one, I would get sued, and number two, you wouldn't believe me. The number of organizations out there who pretend to care about seniors, I'm holding the newsletter from one of them right now in my hand. And all it's about is, if you've been harmed, how do you find an attorney to go sue people? You know, my mom died in a hospital. It wasn't the hospital's fault that she died. It wasn't the boarding care she was in on hospice. It wasn't their fault that she died. My mother was very old and frail and very weak, and she died. But there are lots of organizations out there who make a living off of convincing people that we all get to live forever. So at the end of the 70% of those over 65 who will need, we're talking about people here, folks, not a statistic. The median annual expense for a semi-private, I'm reading from the New York Times from yesterday, for a nursing home is more than $80,000. That's 4% more than last year, which means it was more than double the increase in the rate of inflation. My point is, at the end of that $80,000 number is somebody having to pay the bill. There are people at the end of this. And there are fewer and fewer companies. There are only 14 companies left that sell long-term care insurance out of more than 100 a decade ago. And there's all kinds of reasons for that, a lot of it having to do with litigation and state regulations. But there are things that aren't available to people anymore, which means more and more and more people do not have long-term care insurance to depend on. They have themselves or Medi-Cal or the VA, both of which are closing their doors to seniors. They don't want you. I was just reminded as I was reading the dry statistics that at the end of all of that were people. And I'm going to take a little break early here. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about something that happened in court the other day that a good friend of mine, who's an elder law attorney, told me about. And you tell me what kind of impact this had on people. Don't go away. Be right back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. Our next to the last show at this time slot. Again, I talked a little bit at the beginning about what's coming next year. To get more information on that, listen next week or make sure you're subscribing to my free newsletter. You can do that by sending me an email at bob@assetsandaging.com. bob@assetsandaging.com. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Also, don't forget my office number, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get in this year, get something going for you and your family, and as a reward for doing that, when you become my client, I've got a free gift certificate to Morton's for you, so you can go have a good steak. Not only a good steak, the best steak around. So I'm sitting in my office. I don't remember where I was the other day, but I get a phone call from a good friend of mine who's an elder law attorney. I'm not going to tell you who. He's been on this show many times. And he calls me up, and he's here, and he's just been to probate court in Sacramento. And he on another issue. This was not his issue. And he said, I heard something being talked about, so I sat there and I waited. And I listened to the case, and it was a family whose parent, and I don't remember if it was a mom or a dad, I don't remember, it doesn't matter, a middle-class family. And mom or dad, whoever it was, had died in a nursing home while on Medi-Cal. And the state of California had filed, he couldn't remember the exact number, but it was over an $800,000 estate recovery. And the judge was making the family sell everything to satisfy the claim in probate, including all the contents of the house, the car, the little bank accounts. He would not close the probate until all of that was sold in order to satisfy as much of the judgment as was possible. So at the end of the day, the family was getting nothing. Most people don't understand that when you die, your heir, the trustee of your trust, or the in a probate, they're required by law to notify the Department of Health Care Services so that if Medi-Cal spent any money on your behalf, they can file a claim. And that's exactly what had happened here. So this family, who the reality is probably didn't need to lose anything, but because they never thought it would happen to them and they had their heads in the sand, lost everything. It was over $800,000. And he couldn't remember the name of the probate, or I would have pulled the records, folks, and read it to you on the air, because probates are public. It's not a made-up scenario. It happens every day. It happens all over California. It's going to start happening someday with the VA. I've already told you that next year sometime, the VA has already proposed regulations, and I gave you the address at the Federal Register, to create a 3-year look back with a 10-year penalty period. If you don't believe me, go look it up. At the end of all of these years on the radio, isn't it interesting that I'm still preaching the same message? And that a family just this week lost everything in probate to the state of California Department of Healthcare Services. Healthcare Services. Listen to the name of the agency, Healthcare Services. And the family has lost everything to an estate claim, an estate recovery action from the state, and they didn't have to. Now, you can either believe me or not believe me. It's up to you. You can go read the regulation, Title 22, California Code of Regulations, Section 50961. The department shall claim against the estate of the decedent or any beneficiary of the decedent's property by distribution or survival. I've got it memorized. It's not make-believe stuff. Nursing homes are expensive. The New York Times just said what? 70% of all people over 65 will need some form of care before they die. At the end of all of this, these statistics and the costs and everything else are people and families. People and families. I have a friend who's an elder law attorney who has 3 cases right now in court trying to figure out who's going to be in charge of mom or dad's estate, because nobody took the time while mom and dad were living to do what they needed to do to make sure someone was in charge. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is, and it's not going to become less important. As government agencies, states, the feds have begun to figure out, the number of people getting older is growing. And both of those, the state, believe me, nobody in the legislature cares about this at either the state or the federal level. And the reason why is it's money. Because as those people require more health care, the feds and the states have discovered that the way to get some of that money back is to simply claim against the estate after you're dead. It's simply a money grab. And it's for health care. And it's real. If you don't believe it, Google estate recovery someday and you'll get 8,000 pages of information. 800-999-8007. You don't have to be a victim. It starts by coming in and seeing me. The consultation is free. 800-999-8007. Get to my website. Get on my newsletter list. I'll have more information about my first workshop next year. Look for my ads in the B starting on Sunday, January the 2nd. Or the 3rd, I forget which one it is. It's whatever that Sunday is. About my upcoming workshops. They're going to be different than they have been in 10 years. But you can make a difference in your family, but at some point, it has to be at least as important to you as shopping for Christmas presents. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to assetsandaging.com and you can contact me there, or Bob at assetsandaging.com to send me an email. Next Sunday is my last show at this time. I hope all of you just have the best Christmas ever, that you get a chance to enjoy your family. I have some of my kids are going to be here, some aren't. Some of you, your kids are scattered and grandkids are scattered everywhere. Take the time to Skype them or find them or call them or whatever. But stay in touch with your friends and family and people that you love. I'm grateful that I get to spend this Christmas with not only my family, but friends that are like my family that I love dearly. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you remember what its purpose is. And we'll see you here again next week, right here on Assets and Aging, for my last show of this year in this time slot. Have a wonderful day. 800-999-8007. See you next week. Bye.